Yo, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing out there, man? My name is Brandon Thompson, and I'm just a light-skinned guy who likes to talk about sports. Kind of give you a little background on me right quick. I'm from the city of New Orleans. I'm 28 years old, and I'm a Saints fan. Yeah, who that? Who that? I'm a Pelicans fan as well. Take flight, man. I love those dudes. Those guys, those are my teams. I also love the New York Giants and the Los Angeles Lakers. And I'm a LSU Tiger fan. So if I sound a little biased about those squads, then you understand why. And if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, a Atlanta Falcon fan, a New England Patriot fan, like, don't come for me, because this is not the podcast for you. I absolutely hate you guys with a passion. I'm laughing, but I'm dead serious. But I don't like y'all. But I'm just joking. But anyway, so today I'm going to start my first show. I'm going to talk about Drew Brees, man. I'm going to talk about number 9. And, well, first off, the Saints are 4-6. And they are two games back of the division lead. The Falcons currently have that spot. And I want to get on Drew Brees because a lot of people out there on Facebook, a lot of my friends, they actually come on my post and they criticize my criticism of Drew Brees. And I noticed that Mr. Brees, he's breaking all these records from all these elite quarterbacks and whatnot. And the thing about me is, I'm going to judge Drew Brees off the guys that records he's breaking. I mean, a lot of people come at me, they be like, hey, Brandon, Drew Brees is elite. I don't care what you say. I don't care what he does. He's elite. Okay, so first off, we got to establish who the elite quarterbacks are in NFL history. The Joe Montana, the Tom Brady, the Peyton Mannings, the John Elways, those guys went to multiple Super Bowls. They had multiple Super Bowl appearances. They have MVP awards. They have all the accolades for an elite quarterback. Yeah, they have all the accolades for an elite quarterback. And my thing is this, Drew, you need to get to another Super Bowl, buddy. Just at least appear in the Super Bowl. Just get there. You know what I'm saying? Because Brett Favre got one, but we all know he elite. Nobody in the history of the NFL won 3 straight MVP awards. So I'm looking at Drew, and I'm like, yo, when we get in that second appearance, you know what I'm saying? Everybody be like, well, we just wasting Drew Brees' good years. No, we're not. In the 2009 season, the Saints won the Super Bowl with a 21st-ranked defense. Okay. They had the first-ranked offense, 21st-ranked defense. What they did was they got a lot of turnovers. They had 10 returns for touchdowns that season. And they really haven't had a formidable defense since. They were ranked number 4 in 2013, but they lost to the Seahawks in the divisional round. So, Drew Brees really gets a pass because the defenses of the New Orleans Saints has really been bad over the course of the last 10 to 15 years. But if you are an elite quarterback, you will find a way to win games, even playoff games, or perhaps even the Super Bowl. I say that to say this. In 2006, the Indianapolis Colts, led by Peyton Manning, they won the Super Bowl against the Chicago Bears. At that time, the Bears had the number one defense in the NFC, and they beat them in the ring. Now, that's the same defense that in 2006, in the snow in Chicago, Drew Brees had trouble against. So, let me give you a little background of the 2006 Indianapolis Colts right quick. Their defense was ranked 32nd against the run. That's dead last. And they were 30th overall. So, that playoff year, their first wild card game, they actually had to pay, they actually had to play the best running back in the league at that time, in Larry Johnson. And they held them to 8 points. So you had a 32nd ranked defense against the best running back in the game, and they won that game. Okay, let's go a week later in the divisional round. They actually had to play the Baltimore Ravens, who was the number one defense in all of football that season. You know what the Colts did? They won by the score of 15-6. All field goals that game. And then they had their ultra nemesis and the Patriots, and they had to come back from that one. And they played the Bears in the Super Bowl. I said that to say this. It's not always defense's fault. At least get to the Super Bowl. In 2011, Tom Brady took the last ranked defense to the Super Bowl against the New York Giants. I know because the Giants is my squad. Like I said, Tom Brady took the 32nd ranked defense to the Super Bowl and was a Hail Mary away from winning that game. So I said that to say this. If you are that guy, if you are that elite player, if you are as good as you say you are and as good as the numbers say that you are, then just get there again, man. Just get there. These guys in the AFC, they got to the Super Bowl with 32nd ranked defenses. We still waiting on appearance number two. So in order to get appearance number two to the Super Bowl, you have to stay balanced as an offense. In 2009, the Saints were ranked 9th running the football. They were ranked 9th and haven't really cracked the top 15 since. If you have a balanced offense, then that will relieve some of the pressure off Drew Brees. If you think about all the running backs the Saints have had in Sean Payton's tenure, the only running back he used right was Darren Sproles. That was it. He was the only guy Sean Payton used correctly. Now, if you go down the list of the guys that he had, Deuce McAllister, Reggie Bush, Mike Bell, Jock Bell, Chris Ivory, Kyrie Robinson, CJ Spiller. The names are there. The talent is there. Give those guys the football. Run the rock, Sean Payton. Run the football. I'm going to give you a quick stat right quick, man. And the stat is, under Sean Payton, when the Saints run the ball 30-plus times, they are 40-4. Now, when the Saints throw the ball 40 times or more, they are 33-52. Man, you got to run the football, my man. You have to run the rock. I don't care what it is. You can have all the passing records that you want to. If it don't amount in wins and losses, then for what? What you even playing the game for? Why? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to take this for example. The Dallas Cowboys. Lord knows I hate them. But look how they're winning games. They are dictating the pace of the game because of their offensive line and their running game. That line wants to run block. They want to run the ball. That's old school football right there. So Sean Payton, being the offensive genius that he is, I don't know why he don't get that through his head. You have to run the ball, man. It's crazy because even in 2013, when we went to the playoffs, he still wasn't running the ball. Bill Parcells had to call him on the phone and like, hey, you got a young Curtis Martin in your backfield. And that was Kyrie Robinson. And he's like, you need to run that boy. So if your mentor would call you and tell you to run the football, why did you stop? Why? He's so quick to abandon the run game. But, hey, you have an aging quarterback who's going to be 39 at the end of the Super Bowl. So, you're going to have to run the football, my man. We as Saints fans, we have got so spoiled of this deep passing attack. You want to run the ball. You want to look so cute throwing the ball 50 yards downfield. And it's not 2008 no more, man. You have to run the football. We have to start looking for Drew's replacement. So, just let me know how y'all feel about Drew. Y'all can, you know, leave your comments, tell me what you think, and holler back at me.